We will now call to order TCQ Tax Relief for Pollution Control Property Advisory Committee. I show that it's 10:18. So we'll now call the roll for the record. Charles Allred.
Present.
Roland Bieber.
Present.
Michelle Carter.
Present.
Lloyd Graham. Adam Haynes. Justin Highland.
Present.
Hugh Landrum. Martha Landwehr.
Present.
Bill Longley.
Present.
Greg Maxim.
Present.
Mike Nassy. Cyrus Reed. We have a quorum. Okay, I'll just mention the next thing on the agenda, as we always do, is we welcome public comments from the public, of course. So, and we'll pause at different times. I don't anticipate this to be a long meeting at all. So, but we do want to, especially since we started late and have new access codes. Hopefully, it was. I think a couple of others may have been able to join, but. Anyway, do we have any general comments from the committee members before we get started? All right, we'll go to item number two, which is to continue the triennial review of the required tax code 1131L and TAC or 30 TAC 1714B. So I'll briefly explain what you have. What I sent earlier was a draft advice, and this was developed. Some industry people had talked, but I'll just say this came from me primarily because I represent the Texas Oil and Gas Association, and this item related to oil and gas. So with that background, I'll also say that it's a one pager that I tried to do, very similar to previous advice from 2018 and 2015, past couple of triennial reviews. So with that, I'll open it up for any questions anybody might have or any concerns. And by the way, if you just joined us, if you're not a committee member, we're not going to out you. You don't have to tell us who you are. But if you are a committee member, if you'd please let us know. And we'll mark you as
Cyrus Reed from the Sheriff.
That's Cyrus. Great. Any comments at all about the draft? And I'll remind you, I wanted to get this on this agenda for this meeting because TCQ staff has requested that we have advice to the commissioners by the end of the year. So My goal, it's just my goal, is for us to vote in November on whatever advice it is. And, of course, advice can be no change.
I have a question, Bob.
Yes.
Is this, are we planning on this item being the only item that's added that we have there, or is there the possibility for something else to come up now?
I think there's possibility for something else, but I have not heard of anything, any other possible item, but
and there's been no review.
No, this was a common item that came from the tier two applications that.
Yeah, that so there, TCU was a, staff. There was more items than this that were
right.
That came up, and this was the only one that came out.
Yeah,
right.
Okay.
Good question. Thanks for that clarification. A lot of silence here. Anybody on the phone, any comments? I'm not trying to create anything that's not here. Just thought I just want to make sure we have ample opportunity to discuss this.
Okay, so have we formally started the meeting, just so I know? are we now in the meeting?
Yes, we are in the meeting.
Okay.
And I called a roll earlier, so now I have you marked as present.
Great. And I apologize. I missed the May meeting, so I didn't hear the discussion about the item, which is the amine regeneration, right? That's what we're talking about, correct?
Yes, correct.
Yeah. Can someone from industry just, I looked it up. I think I'm comfortable with it, but just give me an explanation of what this equipment actually does.
All right. I'm going to refer it, although I could speak on this. There have been discussions with others, and Charles, if I could put you on the spot, would you mind basically describing this property?
Well, an amine system is basically used to kind of purify the methane or natural gas. It removes contaminants like carbon dioxide and hydrogen sulfide. Now, depending on what your application is, would determine whether it's pollution control or not. For example, at a natural gas processing facility, where you're removing carbon dioxide to improve the heat value, the methane, you're removing hydrogen sulfide to prevent contamination of your natural gas liquids that you separate from the methane. And you also do that to protect steel pipe that's going to transmit the process gas. The hydrogen sulfide and carbon dioxide in the presence of water can have a corroding effect on metal. The applications that were submitted, most of them were for a liquefied natural gas facility. The purpose of the amine system there was to pre-treat the methane so that when you're transferring the liquefied methane to a barge or ship, that some of the gas, because of pressure changes and stuff, will deliquify, will turn back into a gas, and it has to be incinerated. Sometimes it's incinerated in a flare, sometimes it was in the application, and said it was used to provide fuel for a generator. But in order for the flare and the generator to meet emission limits, hydrogen sulfide and carbon dioxide was removed from methane so that you could meet your permit requirements. And one of the applications is for a gas plant, and it kind of looked like a component of the amine system, so I'm not sure on that. I think that it might be worth looking at either adding some criteria that says, this would qualify under these conditions, or we specify exactly which components of an amine system we're talking about. But it's just a little more clarification on what circumstances that this qualifies for fish control might be a good idea.
So your suggestion would be to, yes, include it on the Tier 1, but maybe put in some language clarifying that it's going to be used as a purifying or emission control.
Right.
Okay. Do we have language in the, sorry, I'm not pulling up, for some reason I can't find the initial email where it's got it. Do we have language already on that, or is that something the TTT needs to develop?
Well, that's still, right now, it's kind of, when I was reviewing this and then I got copies of the applications, kind of came up. I'm still kind of trying to figure out how to word this that's not intended. So need a little more time.
I mean, I do suppose that under the rules, even if you have something in the Tier 1 list, you still have to point to the regulations that you're meeting, right?
That's true.
Yeah. Or maybe in the description, we just say, amine system intended to blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, just on one of the applications, it did. The one for the gas plant actually included the regeneration system for the amine. This proposal excludes the regeneration system, so I was just, that's why I was thinking there might need to be one, say, a liquefied natural gas facility, as it's a different is there than, say, at a natural gas processing facility that's taking gas from the wellhead and treating it and processing it and separating like propane and butane from methane before it's transported, you know, to an end user. I might need to specify different components depending on the setting or the type of facility that this amine system is being used for.
But I'll remind you that under property, it says pollution control portion. So, and I understand, Charles, that you're trying to get a better, I guess, description of what is pollution control portion. But at least on this draft, it does not imply that it's entire amine regeneration system.
And that's what I said. Yours says it's excluded, but one of the applications that was in the list actually did include it.
Okay. Yeah.
That was one for a natural gas processing facility, whereas the other applications were for the liquefied natural gas facilities for a different scenario. So yeah, I acknowledge that in my comment earlier, that yours excludes the regen, but when you just say, you know, the pollution control portion, you know, that could be very subjective depending on who's filing.
Okay.
This is Greg Maxim. So I guess we just need to put some components of the amine system in there, like what Cyrus was talking about. Give it a little more description and detail.
Right, but my slight concern is making it so narrow that it only applies to these. As you know, there are amine systems that are a little broader than this. So how do we work that?
Yeah, I was just thinking from major components.
Yeah, right.
That's all, not pumps and pipes and vessels, but the major pieces that do what.
Well, I mean, if you look at the LNG side, I mean, like your amine contactor, the main tower that removes the contaminant would qualify, but in a natural gas processing setting, it shouldn't. That's just buying gas to improve the quality of the gas for sale and protect equipment pipelines.
Okay. So it sounds like we need to work on some language and ideally propose something several weeks before the next meeting. I'd rather not, like the day before or something, if we're going to vote on it. I could arbitrarily choose a date. Let's see, November 10th is our next one. Do you want to say September 30th? Is that enough time?
I think so.
Charles, does that sound doable?
Yeah, it sounds good to me.
Okay.
Charles, I'll get with you on that, and we'll review them all and boil them down into the major components to make sure that they fit on this descriptive and property piece.
Okay. Sounds good.
Any other discussion on the amine system?
This is Roland Bieber. Explain to me, Greg, what we're looking at now. Are we getting off of just excluding the...
It's not the system in total, so we're going to pick out the pieces that they're exclusive for meeting the requirements and those components of the amine system to make sure that... Sounds like there was an application that had some different components, and so we want to make sure that if this is going to be a tier one across the board, that those components are readily identifiable in any system and that they do the same thing that they're supposed to do, meet the requirement.
Can you do that? Can you identify all the different methodologies that they could use?
Yes. So I think that's just something Charles and I need to go through and
the major components.
Yeah.
And again, this is for tier one. That's not to say it's someone, if they think other things apply, they can always apply for it for tier two. Yeah. So to summarize this, is it fair to say that this draft that was submitted, the description is basically too vague? So we're trying to narrow that down a little bit more, a little more description. So that's what we're trying to do.
And Bob, you're absolutely right. I mean, if somebody wants to file a tier two on the same stuff, they can always do that. You know, if there's stuff that they see that are different, that's not exactly this, then they have that ability to do that.
Okay. Any other questions on the amine system? Any questions on any other items, whether it's from the TCEQ tier two list or any other items that may have come to your attention? And I will throw in there, I cast a bigger net. I even asked my industry contacts, do you know of anything that's major that we know that is required the next 3 years before the next triennial review? I don't have any response to that yet.
Hey, Bob, I've mentioned this before, but it hasn't actually come out yet. But we're expecting the EPA to come out with much more aggressive controls on both new and existing oil and gas wells and facilities. And the rule, the supplemental rule, is actually at the OMB right now, so it should come out soon. I don't know if there'll be anything in those requirements that's not already on the list as pollution control, but we can, you know, once that comes out, we can at least look at it. And also, obviously, you know, it's kind of a carrot and stick approach where the IRA that just passed passed some methane fees that would be imposed on people if they don't meet certain standards. It's kind of like they're coming out with new rules that are going to impose new standards, but they're saying also have flaring and nothing, which you got to pay a fee. So I would expect there's going to be a lot of interest from industry. That I just don't know if there's.
You're cutting out a little bit. If you'll get close to your phone or speak up a little bit.
Yeah, I'm just saying that once that more finalized rule or proposal comes out on methane, we probably should look at it and see if there are any new types of equipment or standards that should be qualified. Again, it's just, you know, it's still in the rulemaking phase, but it's something that you know, maybe not for this year, but maybe next year would be ready for us to review. So just that's one I do know is coming down the pike.
Okay.
We should at least look at or consult with TCEQ on.
All right. And, of course, the reason I suggest that we look ahead on something that we know is coming is because TCEQ has quite a process of that they run through to get to the commissioners and get on the agenda. So it's not like we do this every year. I know the law and regulations say this is to be reviewed no more than or no longer than 3 years, but it's a little more difficult if we have some interim reviews, it seems. So Cyrus, will you remind me what's the timeline that as you recall on this pending rules?
Well, so they came out with an initial kind of proposal earlier this year, or maybe it was last year, I can't remember. But then the supplemental rule is more the full rulemaking, and it's currently at OMB, whatever that is, Office of Management Budget, being reviewed. But we're expecting, you know, we're expecting any day now, probably September, that they'll come out with the actual proposal. Then there'll be comments, et cetera. But that's when we'll see what the real requirements will be for both new and existing
wells and associated equipment.
So am I hearing that even in September, if it comes out in September, that it's still just a proposal?
Yeah, it'll still be in the proposal. They'll still, you know, have public hearings and take input. But I would expect they're going to move. It's a big priority of the administration, and with the bill that passed that imposes fees on people, methane fees, which I know some of the industry isn't happy about. There's more reason to get this in place, because under the provisions, if you comply with the rules, then you don't have to pay the fee, basically. So I would expect they're going to try to move quickly on it.
Okay.
There may be lawsuits, et cetera, so who knows? You know how these things are.
I guess I'm a little skeptical of the speed of the federal government, but it sounds like we might not be able to be able to vote on this November 10th, but we'll keep an eye on it.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Cyrus. Any other issues that we should discuss on this?
Where are we on this? Are they going to come back and we're going to act on the November meeting, or we're going to have another meeting to do it, or?
Well, I had arbitrarily suggested a date of September 30th to have a revision to submit it to the committee again. So the committee, in other words, we certainly wouldn't want it the day before a November 10th meeting. So I'm thinking 40 days or so seems like a pretty good review time. And whether committee members choose to review that, that's up to them. But at least I'd feel better if we have that much time. Correct.
Yeah, so we would do the review, submit it to Bob on the 30th. He would disseminate it to the group and any input then by the time we get to November 10th.
How does that timeline sound reasonable? Not trying to ram this through any system or anything, so it okay. All right. As you know, this was just one item that we raised. And so, go ahead.
So the methane rule, it's only for upstreamers, E&P.
That's my understanding. Is that correct, Cyrus? It's only for the question was, is it only for upstream properties, meaning oil and gas wells?
Yeah, I'd say upstream and midstream, because it does include some of the pipelines. I don't know if it's the full pipeline or just it's not.
Okay. Right.
Cyrus, do you have any language on the midstream piece of it, or can you send that to me at least?
Yeah, I mean, I can share with the group the initial proposal that came out, but again, it's kind of a stretch proposal where they didn't necessarily make up details. It was, you know, sort of more broad. That's why I'm waiting for the supplemental to come out. But yeah, I can share what's already.
Okay. I'll ask TCQ staff, is there anything that any of you know that we can enlighten us on this? I know I'm putting you on the spot, but Donna stood up. Good.
Yeah. I think this is own. Donna Huff, Air Quality Division. We're right on the same page with Cyrus. I mean, we expect the summer.
Yeah, Donald, before you go any further, I can't hear you real well. I can hear you fine, but I just want to make sure. Can those on the phone, can you hear Donna?
Yeah, I can't really hear.
Well, yeah, you're welcome to use one of ours.
All right, this definitely is working. Donna Huff, Air Quality Division. We're on the same page with Cyrus. I mean, we're waiting on the supplemental information. I would concur with Cyrus. It's upstream, midstream. I think the majority of what you're going to see, though, is going to come in the supplemental. There was not very much in that original proposal. And we will be required as a state to set sort of emission guidelines and stuff. So I think there'll be a lot coming out of that. And we have the supplemental, we have the original proposal, and we commented on it as an agency. And we can share that with y'all so that you have that.
And Donna, before you go, you agree with the timeline, roughly?
I think that we're hearing I often hear winter and fall from EPA, and I think I've heard September. We do anticipate it by the end of the year.
Okay.
And then I think we'll have to, I know you guys are working towards November, I guess, depending on what that says, it'd probably be in all our best interest to kind of talk about when you make recommendations and that maybe you can make them later, because this will be a big deal, what gets proposed in the supplemental proposal.
So we're not necessarily tied to the end of the year. We could go a little bit longer to address this issue. I know it's not your preference.
I'll look over there at Elizabeth and them, but I think that's something that we would definitely have to consider, not knowing what the supplemental rule will hold, but recognizing that it definitely could have things that we would want to consider in this rulemaking.
Okay. So it sounds like that we could develop some initial advice, even if it excludes that, and then supplement it early in the year. Is that what I'm hearing?
I think that's what we're going to need to work together to make sure whatever is in that we take it into, y'all take it into consideration, and that we do our best to catch it up with what we're doing.
Okay. Yes, we can have additional meetings regarding this too. Sounds like it's a big enough issue. We need to do that.
I think so. We just have more than a quarterly.
Okay. Yep. And for the new members, just as a reminder, our committee bylaws require us to meet at least once a quarter. But of course, there are times that we've met more often than once a quarter. So. All right, any other concerns, questions, comments from the public or anyone else in the audience here? Or maybe a few that are on the phone? All right. Okay, I don't want to go through this too quickly. I want to make sure since we only meet once a quarter now, I want to make sure people have an opportunity to speak. All right, I'll move to the next item. Are there any old business we need to discuss? Any new business? One more opportunity for public comments. All right. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We have a motion from Martha.
Second.
Second from Bill. We have a motion to adjourn. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
Aye.
We are adjourned.
Yes. Have a great weekend.